Now, when did he have the heart attack, Cummings?
No, I'd say about...
Because you came in 72.
Yeah, he in 72.
He had a heart attack shortly thereafter then, huh?
Yeah.
And you were deputy director?
I was a deputy director, and I've always felt I've been a very good deputy. I've been a pretty good director, but I've been a very good deputy. I know what the deputy's job is. My job is to make that deputy look good.
And make the director look good.
I always make the director look good. And that's fine. Because if he's good, then it's good for me. It's good for everybody. If he's not good, it's not good for the organization. So Marty had this. I didn't want to sign his correspondence, M. Day, Melvin Day, acting. Because I didn't know how long he was going to be out, and it raised too damn many questions. Some people, is he in trouble politically? No, he had an attack. How come he's not signing? All kinds of questions asked. So I signed his correspondence, Martin Cummings, MD. Now he comes back, he gets all his secretary's safe phone copy. He calls me and he says, Mel, I want to thank you for taking care of this correspondence. He says, but I'm really troubled. I said, trouble in my life. He says, the way you signed my correspondence. I said, what's the trouble? He signed Martin M. Cummings, MD. He says, yeah, that's right. I said, Marty, your name is Martin M. Cummings and my initials are MD. And he looked at me and I never heard a word from him.
Good.
Because he signed his name, Martin Cummings, M.D.
Yeah, right.
All doctors sign their names,
that's
M.D.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, were the really initial development stuff on Medlars that happened before you came?
Right.
That was the late 60s and very early 70s. Describe where Medlars
was. The first start was not very good. GE had a contract.
Right.
Uh-huh. It turned out to be something less than successful.
Uh-huh. And why was that? I've heard a little bit about this from Mrs. Schultz.
I don't know.
That took place before you came.
I don't know what the problem was, because, you know, at that time, my whole reaction is I offered to give them the NASA program 5 years ago. I mean, you know, I just kind of shrugged my shoulder. I don't want to get involved in that one. I mean, my job was what happened after I got there. That was my business.
Yeah.
What happened before that might have been of interest to me, but I didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, how was it going in 72?
72 was going pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The subject heading controversy is already over by this time. I can't.
What was the controversy?
Over. Whether or not to have the subheadings kind of thing, I believe.
Must have been over at that stage.
Because
when I was there, it was strictly a hierarchical system.
Yeah. Winifred Sewell talks a little bit about it in her oral history interview, which I didn't do, but they did under the National Library of Medicine program, or I should say under the Medical Library Association program. So that controversy had died down,
yep.
And it was going now. Where were you in terms of online with it? With going
online,
from the Medlars to
we weren't ready yet, but we were getting ready to go public.
This was still during the batch searching phase.
Yeah, we're ready to go with it. We're producing our journal for composing. By the way, I have to give the NLM credit. I got from the National Library of Medicine for the NASA program software to help me photo typeset.
No, the photo composition.
Yeah.
Is that the Docutronics?
I can't even remember what it was.
I've seen that picture of it.
Yeah. So that they deserve that credit. There's no question about that. Yeah, that was over. The big thing, the big contribution initially was communications.
Medical communications?
The fact that...
Oh, for the online system.
That's exactly right. See, they could do things as a government agency. They weren't going to make any money on it. Makes a big difference.
Right. This is the
and
time
so timeshare, let them put the thing in. Mm-hmm. They might not let anybody else put the thing in. And that might have changed whether or not they could, FCC would have approved it. But who's going to tell what government agency is going to say, like, don't make this health information available to people. I mean, come on now, right? Nobody. So, I mean, that was a contribution. I don't know whether it was, I don't think it was going to be done that way, but it actually turned out.
To a politically powerful group, namely doctors.
Namely the doctors, there's no question about that. And to the congressman. You know, I'd go up there to hearings. Mm-hmm. Christ, I mean, you'd be waiting, and they look at Dr. Cummings and say, now, Dr. Cummings, my brother-in-law has got a pain in the rear of his bing, 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 bing. Do you have any thoughts on that? Christ.
Did they really just happen at the hearing?
Off the record.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Off the record. It's off the record. And, of course, then a doctor has to be very politic.
Yeah.
And to say, well, you know, you really ought to go see him. Well, you know, there are a number of different things. And he ought to go see his doctor, but he ought to ask him, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
And they can walk it all. And all of it was taken down by somebody there. It wasn't part of the official record. So. And he would send that to me right along. He was a hero. That helped him, I'll tell you.
No yeah. And you went to many of these hearings by yourself?
No. At the National Library of Medicine, I always go with Monty Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
NASA, I have to go by myself.
Now, was Cummings an entirely different administrator than... I can't remember his name, who was the director before him.
The director before him was military. His brother was librarian at Yale University.
Okay. What can I do? The one we're talking about.
I met him, but a good 30 years ago. I can see the man, but I can't think
of him. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll go back in and fill that in.
Yeah, they were different. The other man was a doctor, but there was a little military in him. Marty had a little military.
Yeah, it sounded like he ran a tight ship.
Yeah, Marty was great for the library. Marty would do anything for the library. Mm-hmm. Marty... was the wrong guy, he left at the right time.
Which was when?
10 years ago. They needed a computer man, and they brought in Don Lindberg, who was a doctor. Med-info type. Computer, he's the guy that did the technical, or headed up the technical, interagency technical committee on this information highway thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the guy that they needed everything for. Marty knew the computers were there, and he knew computers were coming. And he had a big computer room and a lot of equipment in it that was declared surplus. It was good for us. Big stuff. Declared surplus by the NIH computer group. And but Marty always kind of made a detour on that stuff. You know, he just felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Lister Hill has, under Lindbergh, has blossomed because it's all technology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all this genome and genes and what have you. Without computers, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And he talks that language. And he talks that language at the Congress, and so he's very good that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's not... smooth politician as Marty is. Marty was a very good politician.
Now, your responsibilities were to bring along the Medlars to Medline development?
My responsibility was there, and also library operations.
Oh, okay. How describe the progress that was made during the time you were there?
Well, they got up and operating.
Mm-hmm.
We had some political problems.
With
sued by...
the Williams and Wilkins.
Okay, Wilkins. $25 million on each of two counts for flown out of court. But that took up a lot of time.
I bet that took up a lot of time.
I mean, that's the whole problem with the suits. It's like, you know, having a fender bender, it's not your fault. Well, it isn't so much that you get something done with your fender, they can fix that. It's all that you have to go through to get the damn fender fixed.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just a pain in the rear end. That's
right.
And that's essentially what this was. And then we had problems with with some of the vendors. Well, you know, that's a problem. They always thought that we were in competition with them, and I guess we were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard road to hoe because the original program was conceived on this would be available free. The taxpayers pay for it. They ought to be able to get it free. Congress insisted that they, this is when the budget wasn't very good, that they ought to try to get some of that money back. But Marty Cummings was very shrewd and said, okay, if this is what you want to do, then we'll do that. But he never would let that be an offset to money for his budget. So, you see, that's how they got NTIS. In the beginning, well, I just, you know, just charged a little bit over here first. It was 20% to cover your costs, and 30% cover your costs. And then when I came, they said, become completely self-supporting, which we did the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens. And when that happens, then that's going to limit what you're going to be able to do. Because you get no development funds. You can't go out to a bank and borrow money to do things. That's the problem.
It sounds like NLM was more of a holding pattern for you, being someone who really liked to go in and develop a new system, certainly than NASA had been.
It was a different kind of a job. Although we were developing a lot of things at the National Library of Medicine, too. We were doing some things at the NAT. We took over the National Medical Audiovisual Center.
Mm-hmm.
We moved up from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We built the Lister Hill Center. Never in the president's budget, but we got it.
Mm-hmm. No,
Todd, I'm not going to explain for the record how that was done, but we got it. We got that building there. And not only that, the successful bidder on a construction contract had just finished the construction job across the street at the Naval Medical Hospital. So all his equipment and people were there. So he gave was $6 million on a $20 million contract. $6 million more than anybody else. Well, that $6 million might have used to upgrade the library.
Now, the regional medical library system, was this built during this time, or was that
during our time when I was there?
Yeah. What kinds of troubles did you have?
Well, that was a good system. His whole system is that you go to your library. If you can't get what your library has, if it's a medical library, they can come directly to us. If it's not a medical library, then they should go to their medical library, or they can come directly to us. But we do not make copies for individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You should get used to using your medical library, and you should learn the value of the services the medical librarians can give you. Because a lot of these, there are 4,000 medical libraries, a lot of them are at hospitals. And what do you have? Well, you got some former secretary or something that's now the librarian. And nothing wrong with that, except that she doesn't have the formal training. Mm-hmm. And she's limited essentially what she can do. And this was to help build that up. And as time has gone on, they have, a lot of those have been replaced with talent-trained people now, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all built up, and the best, politically, is the best thing in the world. Best thing in the world, because you now have these regional libraries. Let me tell you, librarians love to write to their congressmen. They're great. I mean, they write to their congressmen. Especially if they think something's going to impact negatively on them.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that's great. There's just no question about that. And they all write to their congressmen when it's time for, uh, mm-hmm. Now, what's happened now is that NLM essentially helped support them to get them started, because there are extra costs that they took on because they had a responsibility for training and what have you. It's good. There's no question about that. The regional medical library program is a great library program. Just worked out. This is great.
Were those ideas pretty well advanced by the time you came there, or were you part of that?
Well, we were part of that
development.
We were part of that too. And, okay. It's a good program.
Well, let's, if you want to take a little break, and then let's talk about NTIS.
I applied, by the way, for membership for the member.
So NTIS, why'd you leave NLM and head for NTIS?
Well, it's a funny story. I won't go into all the details, but one evening we were getting ready to sit down for dinner with the children. There were children in those days. And there was a telephone call, and it was the Assistant Secretary of Commerce. They were looking to fill the vacancy that Bill Knox had left when he died. He was the director of NTIS. They had 200 applications, interviewing a large number of people. I wouldn't apply because I was having a good time at the National Library of Medicine. And at the Lister Hill Center, we were beginning to get funds to do things that nobody else in this business was going to be able to do. So that was fun. And he said to me, I was always critical of NTIS. And he said to me, he says, I understand that you've had some complaints about NTIS. And I said, yes, I have. And he said, well, tell me about them. I said, I really don't think you want to hear. He said, look, I called you because I want to hear. So tell me about them. So I told him. And the kids ate, finished. My wife ate and finished. Cleaned off the table, did the dishes. And I'm still in there talking to this guy.
What kind of things did you tell him?
Oh, I talked about the service. And talked about some of the difficulties that they had. I know they had difficulties. Talked about the fact that it was then 1978. And they were still operating with a 360 computer. I went through a lot of the stuff. I had problems with some of the policies. And then finally he says to me, well, I want to thank you very much. I said, you're welcome, Mr. Secretary. And he said, if you think you're so damn smart, why don't you come over here and do something about it? I said, look, there's a lot that has to be done. With all due respect, sir, the Department of Commerce is a tough agency to get anything done. It is an all-line government agency. I said, I've been spoiled. You know, I said, I grew up in this business in some exciting agencies. Atomic Energy Commission, or we had before the Atomic Energy Commission, and I said the space program. I says, NSF, now the National Library of Medicine, why do I want to come over to the Department of Commerce? You know, it doesn't have a very good reputation for getting things done. And he said, well, you come over here, he says, I'll see that you get the support you need to get things done. I said, well, let me think about it. So I thought about it, and I went and I talked to Marty Cummings, and he says, you're out of your mind. What do you want to go over there for? I said, why don't you think I'm going to go over? He says, how are you going to get anything done over there? He says, and everybody else is going to go. It's an old-line government. It exists to exist. I mean, that's been its problem. It's a catch-all. It's got a bunch of things that just don't tie together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got NOAA. It's got NIST, the old national standards. It's got patent office. All of operational groups are not in that huge building downtown. It's a huge building. When it was built, it was the largest office building in the world. It stretches from 14th to 15th Street, from Pennsylvania Avenue to Constitution. It's a big building. I don't know what they do with it. So I thought about it, and then I said, well, you know, I'll never become a director of the National Library of Medicine.
Not an MD.
I'm not an MD, even though my initials are MD. I'm not an MD. I can put it after, but I can't put it as my name. So I mentioned this to Marty Cummings. Well, he said, I wouldn't say that you can't become a director here. Come on, Marty. At NIH, if you're an MD, you're a Class A citizen. If you're a PhD, you're a Class B citizen. If you ain't any of those two, you belong to the rest of the group. And you know that as well as I do. And he said, well, he said, you know, it's kind of touchy about certain things. I said, look, when I came on board here, you took me over to the director and his staff, and you introduced me to the whole staff. And he said, you introduced me as a chemist. Marty, I hadn't done any chemistry for so many years. I said, but that's the only reason they would accept me. They didn't accept me because I was an information specialist, and maybe I'd done some things in the information department and so forth. So, you know, I made friends with a lot of people, and there's no place I'd rather work than National Library of Medicine. There's no place I'd rather retire from than National Library of Medicine. But, you know, I'm never going to become a director. So I decided to take the job. First day I was there, I had a meeting with my computer people. I meet with the different groups. And I said, tell me about your computer. They said, well, we have a 360/40. I don't say a word. They say, And, well, what do you plan to do about it? I said, well, you know, we just completed a 6-month study. I said, well, what did you find? Well, we have some papers here we'd like you to sign. Well, look, why don't you just give me the papers? I'll put them over here. Now, you tell me about it. Well, we're going to need some more equipment. And I said, yes. And we have some paper for you to sign. I said, that's fine. We got a good deal on a computer. He said, we found one that's surplus someplace else, one of the other agencies. I said, well, that's fine. Well, tell me about it. It's another 360/40. I said, wait a minute. This is 1978. The computer they had, I checked the serial number, was the second 360/40 the government made. I mean, the IBM made. I mean, that damn computer was 17 years old. Or 16 years old, something like that. I mean, the technology was way out. There was no way that we could do the things. Because I wanted stuff online. In those days, when I took over, you call NTIS and you say, what's the price of PB123456? They'd say, send us a code postcard and we'll send you back the answer. What kind of stupidity is this? Right?
6 weeks later.
6 weeks later. I mean, this is just the beginning. So I said, we have to get some online systems. You ought to be able to call. They ought to be able to tell you online whether or not you're one of the 18,000 deposit accounts. Ought to be able to say what your balance is. They ought to know what's in stock. They ought to know what the price is. They ought to know what it's going to take, how long it's going to take to get you what you want. Can I be on a computer? And I looked at 360/40 and I asked more questions. The more that came on, I said, these guys were really second-generation computer people. They had a 360/40, which could do so much more, and they just thought that was the end of the world. See what I mean? They didn't have the slightest idea what was being done in other agencies. They never went anyplace. They never asked. Did I ask? So I was over there, so it wasn't anything I could do. So I have a lot of friends in government, so I went around and I found the 360/65. I immediately put an order in. I had to make it self-supporting 1 year. Those were my orders.
Now, you said prior to this, it was not self-supporting. No,
it was about 80%, 70 or 80% self-supporting. Mm-hmm. I had my 1 year to make it self-supporting. Mm-hmm.
Where was this other money coming from?
Well, they were charging before I came on.
Uh-huh.
They were charging before I came on. But all I did was just keep raising the prices. You know, there's a limit to what you can do. I mean, there's so much elasticity in the market. And then in addition, I said, you know, we're a government agency. We have a responsibility for the people.
But so, you were given the mandate by Commerce to make it self-supporting totally.
No money the following year in the budget. First year we made it self-supporting. Second year we made $3 million, which I turned back. And after that, we just made money. I turned it back.
Hmm. How did you do that?
We turned back one. Well, just turned over to Treasury.
No, I mean, how did you go from 80% self-supporting to a surplus?
We started to make the improvements that had to be made. Still didn't make all of them. I just finally got fed up with Congress again. I found a 360-65. I didn't want a 360-65, but a 360-65 would at least give me the capability to go online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I knew I could get a software package for free because I knew the people at NASA, so I knew where to get a software package.
They weren't using the NASA software or anything else advanced at the time?
They weren't searching their own database. They even had their own database up.
Internally, they...
They didn't have their own database up. That's why they couldn't tell what they had.
Of course. Huh?
They didn't have their own database up.
They were doing batch operations strictly?
Yeah. Everything was batch. Everything in French. So I got a 360-65. I found one. With my own money, I hired a rigger to load the thing on the back of a big flatbed. It's huge and heavy. You need a crane. I paid for this out of my own pocket and had it moved over and put in our building. Okay. Then I called our guys in and I said, okay, guys, see if you can't connect it up and let's get it working tonight. Tell me about it in the morning. Oh, I come in the morning. I tell you, well, this is progress. Well, we couldn't get it working last night. Why couldn't you get it working last night? Well, we need a three-prong plug. I said, Jesus Christ. Well, what's the problem? Well, we only have a two-prong. Well, get the damn thing changed. Yeah. So, which was a mistake I made. So they call up the GSA, and they tell the GSA, when I get it changed, the GSA says, well, you can't get it changed. And they said, why can't we get it changed? Well, because we're now negotiating a new contract for the lease of the space, and if you get that one thing changed, and this changes everything. I mean, this is the kind of, this is Department of Commerce.